Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Just as our Lord was able to conceal himself under the appearances of a gardener, so he is able to conceal himself also under the appearances of bread and wine in the Eucharist. His presence was hidden from the disciples under various guises. Mary thought he was a gardener, Mary Magdalene, that is. The disciples on the way to Emmaus thought he was a fellow traveler. Our Lord was able to hide his presence under various guises, and he is able to likewise hide his presence under the appearances of bread and wine in the Holy Eucharist, and yet, nevertheless, he is truly present with us in the tabernacle, in a few moments on the altar. And as he fully recognized Mary Magdalene, he recognizes us here present too, and he calls each and every one of us by name as well. That's why the sacraments are always spoken in the first person, in the person of Christ. Our Lord says to all those present at every Mass, "This is my body given up for you. This is my blood shed for you." And as Mary Magdalene, as soon as she realized she was in the presence of our Lord, reverenced him, fell to his feet, embraced him, so we must show reverence to our Lord. And in fact, if we're in this time of Eucharistic revival, we hope for our Eucharistic revival, we pray for our Eucharistic revival. A key element in having a Eucharistic revival is the multiplication of acts of Eucharistic reverence. We must multiply our acts of reverence for our Lord truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. All these little actions that we're so used to are very helpful in confirming, strengthening our faith in his presence. The fact that we genuflect when we walk into a church where our Lord is in the tabernacle. The fact that we kneel at the consecration when his sacrifice becomes present on the altar. The fact that here we kneel at the moment of Holy Communion to receive him. We humble ourselves before him. A paten is used to collect any fragments that might fall during the distribution, etc., etc. All these acts of Eucharistic reverence strengthen our faith in his presence, because he is truly present here. Just as he was able to conceal his presence from Mary Magdalene under the appearances of a gardener, this same almighty, all-powerful God can very easily conceal his presence under the appearances of bread and wine, and so he does. And he's about to speak to each and every one of us by name in this Mass, saying to each and every one of us, "Behold, this is my body given up for you, my blood shed for you." Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now.